From the newsroom, I'm Peter Kaleem. The California State Department of Housing and Community Development awarding Arcata with a $5 million community development block grant. The city will be using the money awarded to make much-needed upgrades in the community. The majority of the money will be used to make upgrades to the city's wastewater treatment facility, including the installation of a new ultraviolet light disinfection system. The city will also use money to help provide affordable housing opportunities in the community. Funds in the amount of $1.9 million will be used to assist Housing Humboldt, a local nonprofit dedicated to developing and managing affordable housing, with the rehab of the Arcata Gardens apartments, which consists of 37 units of affordable housing. Humboldt County jury finds Jesse Herrera guilty of possession of a firearm by a felon and unlawful possession of ammunition by a felon. Crimes discovered on the morning of February 3rd of this year when Eureka police stopped a car traveling in the wrong direction in the one-way section of Allard Avenue. During the stop, the officer noted an open container of alcohol on the floorboard, requesting warrant checks on both the driver and passenger. The officer learned that Herrera, the passenger, had outstanding warrants out of Stockton and arrested him for those warrants. The driver was on probation with search terms, so the officer conducted a search of the vehicle. He found a firearm and ammunition in the glove compartment directly in front of the defendant. Because the defendant has a prior conviction for robbery with infliction of great bodily injury, he faces a maximum sentence of 7 years, 4 months in prison. Scheduled for sentencing August 16th. HSU Academic and Career Advising Center hosting the annual part-time job fair coming up Wednesday, August 22nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event provides an excellent opportunity for a group to meet students seeking part-time jobs in the local area, collect resumes, conduct on-site interviews, and create an applicant pool for future vacancies. The event's to be held on the Quad, a high-traffic area located next to the Food Services Center on campus. Registration deadline for local employers is Friday, August 10th. Guest speaker for this month's Humboldt Bay Harbor Working Group Luncheon will be representing a vision of the Port of Humboldt Bay as a working international shipping port. The speaker, Mike Marsden, is with Pacific Northwest Railroad. The group has identified existing markets that would move their containerized shipments through the port rather than other ports. At the Harbor Working Group's last luncheon in June, Marsden gave an overview of what portion of containerized goods might be. He pointed out that the Port of Humboldt Bay is an ideal location for handling a portion of the containerized goods now going through the Port of Oakland. With news, I'm Peter Kaleem.